Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on the sportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And Ray Woodson is our regular guest, too.
A lot of ifs, but after a disastrous 2017, the Giants were not going to rebuild. They're at least trying to compete, while many teams in the majors are tanking.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today from AT&T Park in San Francisco, we'll have a couple of players who started the season at AAA Sacramento, and now they're with the San Francisco Giants, Steven Duggar, who's playing center field these days, and right-hander Derek Rodriguez. Also, we'll hear from San Jose Giants play-by-play announcer Joe Rizzo for an update on what's going on in the California League. Let's start with Steven Duggar. Steven, tell us how much you feel more comfortable, settling in a little bit with this team, being in the major leagues and kind of getting comfortable with seeing major league pitching and everything.
Yeah, I think it's just one day at a time, one at bat at a time, one pitch at a time, just kind of simplifying things. Finding a way to check off a box a night, you know, whether it's a walk, hit, stolen base, defensive play. Just one thing to help the team win a night. That's the goal, and just, trying to slow everything down.
What are you noticing about the major league pitchers and maybe some of the differences between AAA and here? I mean, I know that in some of those fastball counts, you're not always going to get a fastball here.
Yeah, I'd say any pitch at any time, regardless of the count, the location as well. There's not many guys that miss over the middle. So I think it's just trying to be stubborn, finding a good pitch, and if I end up getting a good pitch, don't miss it. That's the big thing. Because if you miss it, you just probably miss the pitch to get a hit on, put some good wood on. Yeah, I think it's just trying to, control each at bat and not let anything get away from me.
What would you say are some of the most memorable parts of your debut? Not just the first game, but, just the first week or so. I mean, I know you had family here. That had to be really cool. Getting your first hit, all those kind of things. What sticks in your mind?
I'd say the whole everything. Crazy day. You dream of that day. And for it to come to fruition, and the win too, we won. Just exciting, man, to be able to share that experience with my family. Also, with my teammates, guys that have been here for a while, and the vets on the team. Just being able to share it with those guys, man, it was a lot of fun for sure.
How much do you think it helped that you were in spring training with these guys? You got to know them, and even just kind of know about the lifestyle a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say that was, having the experience in big league camp, building a relationship with these guys. It was a lot of fun. I think the transition was a little bit easier. Just knowing these guys, being able to, have conversations and again build relationships with the guys that have been here. It's been a lot of fun.
How about the camaraderie with some of the younger guys or guys that you're playing with in Sacramento? Because there has been an influx of those guys. I mean, there have been some injuries, so, there's opportunity here, and the young guys have really come through big.
Yeah, Suarez and I have come up together, so it was good to see him. We were living together in Sac before he got called up, so it was a lot of fun catching up with him, being able to share that moment with him. Slater, too, man. We've built a relationship for the past, two, three years now. C&D Rod, just some of the guys that I had played with in SAC. Just being able to come up and see those guys, it was a lot of fun. Just most importantly, trying to help this team win.
I remember in Sacramento, you told me that Suarez, when he got called up, he was pretty low-key about it. You said something like, what are you doing? He said, yeah, I'm going to San Francisco today. What was your reaction? How did you find out you were going to the major leagues?
Yeah, so I was in I was in Reno. We had just finished a game. I was eating dinner with Shaw and Ryder Jones, and my manager came down and asked, mentioned something about the AAA All-Star game, and I was like, all right, well, you know, meet me in the lobby. And then I went down there, and he broke the news, talking about whether to go to the All-Star game or go to San Francisco. So it was a lot of fun. Yeah, Brundy did it well. I would say similar to Suarez, and just kind of just low-key, man. Just, you got a job to do, so you just go about it business-like. It was a lot of fun. Definitely excited. Just try not to let moments get too big. You just relax. You've played this game for a while. Just try to put your best foot forward and do the best you can.
I guess Dave Brundage, the manager in Sacramento, has a pretty good sense of humor. I heard that he told Ray Black he was coming by talking about fishing in San Francisco or something like that. They must have good fishing there. And then the next thing you know, he's coming up to the big leagues. I guess, at a moment like that, it's good to have levity. I mean, do you feel like that's a big part of baseball? I mean, is it good here, to have some fun with the guys and joke about things? Because there's a lot of pressure, too.
Yeah. Just touching on Brundy, man, he's just incredible manager. One of my most favorite managers that I've been able to play for. Makes it fun coming to the park every day, for sure. So just grateful for the opportunity to play for him. And just trying to keep it loose. Like you said, there's expectations. So whether you're not doing your best or things are going good, things are going bad, you just try to be the same person. Show up to the field every day, with a simple goal in mind, and try to achieve it and help the team win.
Defensively, in center field, you play the position the way it should be played. I mean, you're going after everything out there. How much do you enjoy it out in center field? I don't know how much you played center field before in your career. I know you've played around in the outfield. But just tell us about the mentality that you have when a ball is hit out there.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just ball hawk, I guess. I just want to go get it. Whether that's making a good play or just aggressive. You don't want to sit back on your heels out there and wait for somebody else to catch it. I mean, I got the best view in the park, in my opinion. I can see everything right in front of me. Just trying to play loose, relaxed. And try to go make a play.
Yeah, on Thursday, you almost came up with a great catch. You made the dive, and, man, it looked like your body paid the price. I mean, you went just down into the ground pretty hard. I mean, how dangerous is it out there sometimes? Do you sort of pick your spots, too? Because, it could be tough playing with reckless abandon out there.
Yeah, you're right. You got to be smart. When to know to lay out, when to be conservative, pump the brakes. Scoreboard dictates a lot of that. But I was shaded over. Miller got one, right there. And when it was first hit off the bat, I was like, I'm going to have to lay out to get this. And the wind had been playing tricks on us all day. Earlier in the game, first through the fourth, I want to say the wind going out to left field was carrying a lot. Thames, the first ball he hit, got up in a jet stream, and it just took off, man. I think it's, when it was first hit, I was just like, I'm going to have to go make a play, lay out. Game was tied. We had two outs in the inning. So I was just trying to go make a play. Ball hung up just a tick more than I thought it was. Hit off my thumb. Catch with a heads-up play. He was backing up anyway. So got it in, and then HP made a good play to get us out of the inning, so thankful for that. But, yeah, just hung up just a little bit more than I thought it would.
Do you get the feeling that anywhere else you play on the road is going to be easier in the outfield than here? I mean, you got that big alley in right center, but also the wind. I mean, just the way the wind is swirling around out there. I mean, it's got to be tricky for everybody. I don't care if you played, 10 years in the major leagues. It's still never, ever going to be easy, I would think. What have you noticed? What have you talked to people about as far as playing the outfield here?
Yeah, I think the Triple's Alley in itself presents a little bit of a challenge, but I feel like anything can hang up there, so we've got a chance to run underneath it. But as you touched on, I think the wind has been one of the more difficult things to adjust to. I mean, it can change pitch by pitch. I mean, that's how crazy it is. Balls down the right field line can come back. The brick wall we got in right can kick off and come back to me where it looks like Kutch is going to be able to get it. So I think there's a lot of variables. But I think the biggest thing is just to trust your instinct and just try to go make a play.
Before I let you go, what are a couple of things you think this team just needs to do here down the stretch? I mean, still, you got a long way to go with a couple months to go in the season, trying to catch these teams in front of you. And you guys have played such up and down baseball before you got here and even since you've been here. It's a 500 type thing, and this team really needs to go on a run at some point.
Yeah. To be honest with you, from my point of view, I just feel like we've played good baseball. We had a hard fought Oakland series. Every game that I've been in so far has been a one-run game with the exception of last night. It's either way. So I think if we can just find a way towards the end of the games to push across a run late, insurance run, keep those guys off the bases late. I think we've played incredible. I mean, we've played well. Just finding a way to win late, I think that's going to benefit us long term.
Steven, thanks so much for the time. It's great to see you here after following you there, coming up through the system, and good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Giants center fielder Steven Duggar. Coming up, we're going to hear from Derek Rodriguez. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your 2-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. Now let's get to the conversation with right-hander Derek Rodriguez. Derek, you're doing such a great job here with the Giants. First of all, tell us about the outing that you just had on Thursday. You know, another really solid outing. Mm-hmm. Tough for the team to lose a close game like that. But, tell us about just being in the competition here and being in the major leagues and the experience so far.
Oh, no, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's what we've been working for our whole lives, to get to this point and to compete at this level. It's really fun. I mean, they have a really good team over there, Milwaukee. It was a really good lineup. I felt like I had to really bear down with every single hitter I faced in that lineup, including the pitcher. He gave me a really good at-bat. So it was a tough and fun night last time.
Have you noticed that major league hitters are already kind of getting a book on you as far as, looking at video and knowing what pitch you might throw in what situation? I mean, maybe early in the count, because you're throwing a lot of strikes, so you're getting ahead in the count, and those hitters know that. It looked like the Brewers were pretty aggressive.
Yeah, they're aggressive. They were, the first inning I threw, I think it was like 11 pitches or something like that, and they swung at most of them, I've been up here for 2 months. I mean, there's no need for teams not to kind of have an idea about me already. There's a lot of video up here, and, but I felt yesterday that they were, every single time I felt, they knew I was throwing a fastball or something like that, so they were attacking it really well.
To me, one of the most impressive parts of your game so far is that you're willing and you have the confidence to throw breaking balls and change-ups in those fastball counts. And mm-hmm. your Buster seems like he's not afraid to call those pitches. Mm-hmm. So tell us about where that came along. Was that this year in AAA? And how does that manifest itself when you're on the mound?
I think it's just it happened mostly, AAA, just – with the confidence I've gained over the past couple months, being out there in the mound line, and confidence and feel for my pitches. So, once I got called up, Buster, started calling pitches, curveballs laying the count, and I felt like I was able to execute my pitches, and ever since then, he's been calling them.
Even with men on base, that's the other thing. Is that if there's nobody on base and you're throwing those, it's a little bit different. But if you got the bases loaded, how do you calm yourself? Because you just look like you're very calm out there.
Yeah, I just don't let a lot get to me. I just try and concentrate on what I have to do. Just take it one pitch at a time. if I give up a base hitter or a double or something, you know, just trying to erase it and trying to attack the next hitter, trying to limit damage.
How important was it to be comfortable here? I mean, you got other guys that have come up from AAA as well. You know, it just seems like a good mix. You got veteran players that have been here for a while, and then you got some of the new guys here that are injecting some energy and life into the team.
Yeah, no, I mean, from where we were at in spring training to where we are now, I mean, I don't think, you know, a lot of us didn't expect to be here from AAA, you know. So, I mean, it's a good mixture, you know. We got the veteran presence and us, the young guys. I feel like, you know, they're teaching us a lot, and I mean, we're learning a lot up here and executing.
There's a lot made about you growing up in the major league clubhouse. Is that overdone? I mean, do you feel like that is a real factor for you to calm you down, that you're in the major leagues? Or did you still have butterflies that any other player would have when you first get up here?
Oh, yeah, when I first got up here, I got you know, I was really nervous for the first couple outings. But then, you know, after that, you start getting used to it. And you just got to remember it's the same game. Same game you've been playing your whole life, and just a lot more people and a lot more cameras. And you know, I mean, just go out there and have fun. At the end of the day, it is a game, you know, so just have fun.
A lot gets made about your dad because he's famous, you know, coming to the games. But what about other members of your family, whether it be, you know, mom or other family members or friends that have been able to take this in this year?
Yeah, no, my mom's super happy. I mean, she was the one that would take me to a lot of the showcases and stuff when I was younger. So, yeah, I mean, my whole family's super happy. My mom, my dad, my sisters, everybody's, you know, ecstatic that I'm up here.
I heard an interview recently with Dusty Baker, and he was talking about how with his son Darren, who's playing at Cal right now, he tries to be careful about it. You know, he doesn't want to get too involved because you're your own person. You have your own career going on. Do you feel like that's kind of the relationship that you have with your dad?
Yeah. I mean, lately he's he's been letting me do my own thing. He hasn't really gotten into it for a while. But yeah, I mean, I'm my own person. He had his career. It was a great career, you know, Hall of Fame career, and now it's, you know, my turn to show everybody what I got.
There wasn't any extra anxiety at all? Like, I remember I was laughing the one game in Miami. I mean, he was right behind the plate. I don't know if you could even see him during the game, but any extra anxiety that he was just, like, right there, literally behind the plate?
No. Everything was, I felt fine. You know, I felt fine. No nerves or anything. So we were good.
All right, what about going forward here? You know, it's been a great start to your career. What about the team, you know, trying to make the playoffs? You guys are close. You know, there's a ways to go, but the team just hasn't been able to get on this run. What do you think it'll take for that?
I mean, I think we just got to keep grinding it out, because we're not losing a lot of games that we're getting blown out. You know, a lot of games that we've been playing are pretty close games by one or two runs. So, you know, it's – you know, just little things during the game that happen that are unfortunate. But I mean, it's a tough division. I mean, every team is close, you know, for the exception of the Padres. So, you know, honestly, one good week or two good weeks, and I mean, we could be right second or first place, you know. So I mean, that's how close this race is. So I mean, just keep doing what we're doing. Just keep grinding it out and, you know, see what happens.
By the way, pitcher at-bats are important too. Mm-hmm. And you were an outfielder, so you know how to handle the bat. But it seems to me like for a pitcher, a lot of it has to do with how good are you as a bunter. Is that something that you've been working on? You're trying to be as good as you can in the bunting situations?
Yeah, well, I mean, we have to. That's what we practice the most, bunting us as pitchers. You know, try and help your team out when the runner on base. You know, just get the bunt down and you know, even when there's a runner on third and you got to try and drive him in, you just try and get a put on a good at bat, and, you know, maybe a sac fly or ground ball or something. But it's tough hitting up here, I'll tell you that. It was tough in the minor leagues. It's even tougher up here.
I was going to say, you didn't get that many at bats in the minor leagues, right? I mean, it's really hard to maintain what you're doing. It is amazing when pitchers are good hitters because they don't get as much as far as the reps.
Yeah, I mean, before this year, I haven't grabbed a bat in 6 years, so it's been a while.
And the last thing, I mean, you told us this before that, I mean, even in high school, you didn't really pitch much. Mm-hmm. So do you feel like there's even more of a ceiling for you that you can keep getting better because, you know, you haven't been a pitcher that long in your life and you've already accomplished a lot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's always room to learn new things. You know, I'm still learning today. I mean, sometimes even during the game, I'll ask guys, like, what happens if this happens? You know, so, you know, I'm still learning the game. I just kind of let my natural ability take over. But, you know, it's been 5 years. I've worked hard, you know, and I'm going to keep working hard to learn new things. I feel like I feel like I could learn a lot more, so we'll be good.
All right, Derek, it's been a lot of fun to watch you pitch. Thanks a lot for the time today. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Giants right-hander Derek Rodriguez. Recently, I also had a chance to go down to San Jose and check on the San Jose Giants of the California League, and I caught up with play-by-play announcer Joe Rizzo. Here was that conversation. Joe, I know the team has kind of struggled. It's been a rough go there, but what are some of the positives about the way the ball club has gone as far as developing the players?
Well, there are a number of hitters that are really stepping forward here in San Jose, even with maybe the win-loss record not where the club wants here of late. Heath Quinn is having a fantastic bounce-back year after an injury-plagued 2017 in the Cal League. Gio Bruce is hitting for a lot of power. Jalen Miller was the starting second baseman for the North Division in the All-Star game a few weeks ago. He's maintaining a high batting average. So even though the club has gotten off to a slow start here in the second half, I know the organization is very excited about some of these young hitters and what they're putting together right now.
It sounds like the attitude is really a plus for those three players that you mentioned, because Quinn, I mean, coming off injuries, didn't have a good year as far as his numbers last year. And then Brusa and Miller, when you have to return to the same spot, it's not always easy, but it seems like they had the positive attitude.
Well, with Jalen Miller, he's still one of the youngest players on this San Jose team, only 21 years of age. So he's still, I think, ahead of the game right now, and it's been nice to see him make the adjustments this year, basically going from a 220 hitter to up around 280, 290, and he's top 10 in the league in hits and runs scored and doubles. He's already got 10 home runs as well, which his previous career high was 6. So not only hitting for some average, but also for some power. And I think it's helped him also settling into a spot at second base. He's kind of moving around the infield a bit last year. He knows he's a second baseman now, and he's done quite well there this season. And Heath Quinn, you know, he had another injury this year. He had a hamstring issue running the bases, which knocked him out for a month. So at the time, it was really frustrating because he had gotten off to such a good start, and the injuries really sidetracked him last year. And last year, when he came off the DL a second time, he'll tell you that he was pressing. He was trying to get 12 hits a night and trying to get that batting average up to where he thought it should have been. And it just kind of spiraled for him out of control. And at the end of the year, he was hitting 220. So he comes back here this season. Again, he gets hurt, but I think you see the maturity now. And he was able to just kind of step back, go through the whole rehab process, and have the right mindset this time coming back off of injury. And his numbers have been even better now. And he's batting right around 330 in his second year in the Cal League. And you talk to our coaches, and they'll tell you it might be pretty close for him to get an opportunity at a higher level, because he's starting to master things here in the Cal League.
For Bruce, going over to first base, what kind of a challenge was that for him? I mean, that seems like a position that is taken for granted, and it's not easy to just learn how to play first base.
Yeah, it is not easy, and it's a position he really had never played before. He's always been a corner outfielder, so it's a long process, but he's out there working every day with the Giants fundamentals coach Juan Siriaco and the manager Lipso Nava. So it's not a finished product. Nobody thought it would be a half a year into, you know, the first season of this transition, but it's been going well for him here of late, and it's just such an intriguing power bat because he's a switch hitter with 25 home run potential. Those guys, they don't grow on trees, so the Giants want to be able to find a position for Gio Brusa while continuing to develop that power bat. It's power from both sides of the plate, and he's already up to 14 home runs now, so he's on a 20-plus homer pace here in the League, and if he can continue to develop over there at first, a chance to move up here quick soon.
On the pitching side, Logan Webb has really been a mainstay in the rotation. Now, he's still not going deep into games because of the pitch limitations coming off Tommy John surgery, but what have you noticed about his progress?
Yeah, they've got him up to 4 innings now, so slowly but surely they're building him up. It was a strict innings limit for the season that they want to stick to. I think right around 100 innings pitched this year. It's his first year starting full-time since his Tommy John surgery a couple of years ago, but he's been fantastic. Last couple of outings, hasn't even given up any hits, and it's command of 3 pitches, and the fastball is mid-90s. It's a power mid-80s curveball that when it's on, hitters in this league can't handle it. The changeup is the third pitch that's coming on for him here. And I hear as well from the coaching staff, it's not just about the pure stuff. That's very obvious when you see him out there. He's a former fourth-round pick. He doesn't lack for talent. It's the demeanor. It's the mound presence that kind of sets him apart. He doesn't act like a 21-year-old out there. And the Giants have had success with that over the years. They draft these young starting pitchers. They feel that can handle the rigors of the pro game. They're not going to get rattled out there. I think what's next for Logan Webb is you just have to extend him out. It may not be this year, but the big challenge for him maybe next year when he goes up to Double-A, getting a chance to go through a lineup a third time, right? I mean, that's just not something he has to do this season because they want to limit the workload. So I'll be curious to see once he gets stretched out, presumably next year in Double-A. If he has a big year next year, he could be one of the top one or two pitching prospects in the system.
Well, that's great to hear. You guys are seeing some benefit from the outstanding pitching that they've had this year in Augusta and Marciano getting called up. What have you noticed? I know it was only one outing so far as we speak, but he's somebody that definitely pitched well in the Sally League.
Yeah, big left-handed pitcher, about 6'5", 250. A nice find for the Giants, it seems. A real late-round pick, something like 35th round or so last year out of Southern Illinois. And a guy who didn't even start playing baseball until he was 15 years old. But a great story. He was a freshman in high school and saw there were tryouts, a chance to sign up and play high school baseball. He thought, oh, all right, I'll try this. Why not? And shortly after, the coach said, well, yeah, you'll make the team, and let's try on the mound. And the rest was history, right? I mean, he had a career that got him a chance to play college baseball and then get drafted. And, yeah, his first full year, he had a fantastic first half in Augusta and was a South Atlantic League All-Star. He's going to get a chance to take the ball every fifth day here in San Jose, and it's a low 90s fastball. It's a big curveball, kind of a 12-6 breaker. And was throwing a lot of strikes in the South Atlantic League, and that will translate at any level you go to. So he's going to be a big part of this San Jose rotation the second half of the season.
All right, we'll look forward to Joey Marciano. The last thing is Joey Bart. He was the number 2 overall selection. I would imagine the entire organization is excited, especially to have him on their team. Right now he's in the Northwest League, but to jump to San Jose, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, he's not here yet, but we're on Joey Bart watch along with everyone else, and what he's hitting home runs about every day right now in Salem Kaiser. So it sounded like the initial plan, and it still may be the plan, is for Joey Bart to begin next season in the California League. That'd be the same path that Buster Posey was on when Buster started his first full pro season. He began the year in the Cal League and was in the big leagues, actually, as a September call-up later that season. So no pressure, Joey, to live up to that. But, the way it's going right now in Salem, it wouldn't surprise me if he gets bumped up to Augusta or maybe even the Cal League later on this season. It sounds like he's quite a talent.
All right, we hope so. Joe, thanks a lot for joining us. Enjoy the rest of the season.
Thanks for having me.
That's San Jose Giants play-by-play announcer Joe Rizzo. I want to thank him, Derek Rodriguez, and Steven Duggar for joining us here from AT&T Park in San Francisco. Coming up next week, the Giants will be on the road, and we'll chat with our regular guest, Ray Woodson. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.